Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating surge in the cannabis sector, particularly Tilray stock, which has seen a significant uplift. It's not just about quarterly reports, it seems to be driven by something much more powerful, hope, specifically around potential shifts in U.S. federal drug policy regarding marijuana.
That's right. It's a compelling narrative where the market is reacting to the possibility of change. The core of this excitement seems to stem from the idea that cannabis might be reclassified. Imagine moving from being treated like heroin to something more akin to steroids. It's a dramatic shift in perception and a powerful driver for investors.
Absolutely. The current classification, Schedule 1 under the U.S. Controlled Substances Act, lumps marijuana with drugs like heroin, signifying high abuse potential and no accepted medical use. This has been a huge hurdle for research and investment. The steroids versus heroin comparison really highlights the market's desire for cannabis to be recognized for its potential therapeutic applications, moving it towards a more regulated, marketable product.
And what's particularly interesting is that this surge is fueled by hope, the anticipation of a policy shift, not a finalized one. This speculative bubble demonstrates the immense power of perceived policy changes. For years, cannabis companies have been in a regulatory gray zone, and even a move to a less restrictive schedule than Schedule 1 could dismantle significant barriers.
Exactly. This isn't just about a minor administrative tweak, it's about a fundamental change in narrative. Moving from a substance to be eradicated to a product to be managed alters the risk-reward calculus for investors dramatically. It shows how, in finance, perception can often precede reality, especially when it aligns with a desired outcome.
Let's delve into the mechanics behind this. The Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, plays a central role here, and their drug scheduling process is key. Understanding this is crucial to why the market is reacting the way it is. The DEA's criteria typically include potential for abuse, accepted medical use, and public health risks.
And for cannabis to move from Schedule 1, it needs to show progress on accepted medical use and a lower potential for abuse. This is a rigorous, scientific, and legal review. However, the process can be initiated or influenced by directives from the highest office, the President. The current administration has indeed shown indications of exploring such a move.
This is where those reports that galvanized the market come in. While their official standing can be unclear, they often act as signals or leaks, indicating internal government discussions. Investors interpret these signals as the wheels of government turning favorably, even if the specifics are murky.
It's vital to distinguish between reclassification and full federal legalization. Reclassification, say to Schedule 3 or 4, would ease research and potentially interstate commerce for medical products. Full legalization is a much broader policy shift, like alcohol or tobacco. The current anticipation is primarily around reclassification, which is a significant step, but not the end goal for everyone.
The complexity of the DEA's process is often overshadowed by the perception of political will. When there are credible signals from the White House, the market reacts swiftly, pricing in future possibilities. This is a classic example of how political dynamics directly influence financial markets, especially in regulation-sensitive sectors like cannabis.
And that brings us to Tilray. As a prominent player, Tilray is right at the heart of this regulatory-driven growth narrative. Its business model is inherently sensitive to evolving legal landscapes, covering medical, adult use, and international operations. When news of potential reclassification breaks, companies like Tilray, which have invested heavily in anticipation, see their valuations react almost instantly.
You can see a pattern in Tilray's historical performance. Significant stock movements often correlate with major regulatory developments. The company's valuation has frequently been a proxy for the perceived progress of cannabis legalization and regulation. The current valuation likely includes a substantial premium based on anticipated regulatory shifts.
This is where regulatory arbitrage comes into play. Companies that can effectively position themselves to benefit from regulatory discrepancies or capitalize on favorable changes can achieve significant growth. Tilray, with its diversified portfolio and global reach, seems well-positioned to exploit these opportunities if the anticipated changes materialize.
Investors are keenly assessing Tilray's preparedness for different reclassification scenarios. A move to Schedule 3 would have different implications than, say, Schedule 2, which is closer to pharmaceuticals. Each scenario could unlock different avenues for research, product development, and market access. The company's ability to adapt its strategy will be critical.
Tilray's trajectory really exemplifies how cannabis businesses are not just commercial entities but also stand-ins for evolving drug policy. They are uniquely vulnerable to regulation, yet possess immense potential for growth if regulations become more favorable. It's a delicate balance they're navigating.
Let's unpack that steroids analogy further. It offers a lens to view the implications of reclassification concerning medical efficacy versus recreational risk. If cannabis were categorized similarly to performance-enhancing drugs, it would implicitly acknowledge a recognized medical utility, albeit one needing strict controls. This is a far cry from its current Schedule 1 status denying any accepted medical use.
Think about steroids. They have legitimate, though specific and regulated, medical applications. But they also carry risks of abuse and are associated with illicit use. This parallel suggests a future where cannabis-based therapeutics could be developed and prescribed more easily, unlocking new treatments and boosting research and development.
And institutional investment, which has been hesitant with a federally illegal substance, might see a more attractive, regulated pathway. The heroin connotations that proponents of reclassification want to shed are the pervasive notions of extreme danger and lack of redeeming value. However, residual risks like addiction or impaired driving wouldn't just vanish.
They would need to be managed within this new regulatory framework, much like how risks associated with opioids or even alcohol are currently managed. This analogy reveals a nuanced desire to legitimize cannabis's therapeutic potential while simultaneously minimizing perceived societal harms and risks of abuse.
It's a delicate balancing act for regulators, seeking to harness the positive aspects of the plant without exacerbating negative consequences. The chosen classification would dictate how this balance is struck, influencing everything from product development to public health messaging and investor confidence. The analytical tone here highlights the complex interplay between science, perception, and regulation.
Now, looking beyond the immediate surge, the key question is sustainability. This rally, driven by speculative hope, is unlikely to last without concrete regulatory progress. Investors need to watch for key milestones like formal DEA reviews, administrative decisions, and potential legislative actions. These are the true indicators of change.
And the impact of U.S. federal reclassification on international markets and Tilray's global operations cannot be overstated. While Tilray operates in various countries, a shift in U.S. policy can have ripple effects on international perceptions and investment flows. It's a global game.
Furthermore, as regulatory barriers fall, the cannabis sector will likely see increased competition and market saturation. Companies that have focused on building strong brands, efficient supply chains, and robust product portfolios will be better positioned to thrive in this more crowded landscape. It's about resilience.
The interplay between U.S. federal policy and state-level legalization is also critical. Reclassification would be a significant step, but it wouldn't automatically align all state laws with federal policy. The path forward will likely involve a complex interaction between federal guidance and state autonomy, which adds another layer of complexity for investors.
For investors, formulating a strategy in such a volatile, regulatory-dependent sector requires a keen understanding of these nuances. It's not just about picking winners, it's about assessing risk tolerance, understanding timelines for potential regulatory changes, and evaluating companies' operational resilience in this evolving environment.
Ultimately, this current surge is a symptom of a larger transformation, how society and governments view cannabis. True, sustainable value will come from sustained regulatory progress, demonstrated operational resilience, and the ability of companies like Tilray to navigate a complex, potentially more open, global market. The journey from prohibition to regulation is long.
And we need to remember that this content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions. The thoughtful analysis we've discussed highlights the complex interplay between scientific validation, public perception, and regulatory action.
Indeed. Looking beyond the immediate surge, the question of sustainability and long-term strategy is paramount. This stock rally, driven by hope, won't last indefinitely without concrete regulatory progress. Investors must watch for those key milestones: formal DEA reviews, administrative decisions, and legislative actions as the true indicators of change.
The impact of U.S. federal reclassification on international markets and Tilray's global operations is also a huge factor. A shift in U.S. policy can reverberate globally, influencing perceptions, trade, and investment flows. It's a complex web of interconnected policies and market reactions.
And as regulatory barriers potentially fall, we can expect increased competition and market saturation. Companies that have focused on building strong brands, efficient supply chains, and robust product portfolios will be the ones best positioned to thrive. It's a Darwinian landscape evolving rapidly.
The interplay between U.S. federal policy and state-level legalization efforts remains a critical dynamic. While reclassification is a significant step, it doesn't automatically align all state laws with federal policy. The path forward will continue to be a complex dance between federal guidance and state autonomy.
For investors, navigating this volatile, regulatory-dependent sector requires a deep understanding of these nuances. It's not just about picking potential winners, it's about assessing risk tolerance, understanding the timelines for regulatory changes, and evaluating companies' operational resilience. Patience and diligence are key.
Ultimately, the current surge is a powerful symptom of a larger transformation in how society and governments view cannabis. True, sustainable value creation in this sector won't be derived solely from speculative catalysts. It will depend on sustained regulatory progress, demonstrated operational resilience, and the ability of companies like Tilray to navigate an increasingly complex, yet potentially more open, global market.
The journey from prohibition to a regulated industry is undeniably long and fraught with uncertainty. But the recent market activity underscores the immense potential that investors see in that evolving landscape. It's a clear signal that the tide is turning, even if the full implications are yet to unfold.
So, to summarize our discussion on the cannabis stock surge driven by regulatory hope, let's break down the key factors. We've seen how regulatory reclassification, specifically the potential move from Schedule 1, is the primary catalyst, fueled by signals from the executive branch and influencing entities like the DEA.
That's right. The strengths and insights lie in the potential for reduced research barriers, increased investment, and a more conventional market integration. The hope factor itself can drive significant short-term market uplift, and companies like Tilray are positioned to capitalize on this regulatory arbitrage due to their global operations.
However, the challenges and opportunities are significant. The process is complex, lengthy, and without guarantee. Market volatility is high, and hope isn't a sustainable strategy without tangible policy change. Distinguishing between mere reclassification and full legalization is crucial for accurate investment assessment.
The DEA scheduling process, while formal, is influenced by political will, creating uncertainty. The criteria for reclassification require substantial evidence, which can be debated. For Tilray, while well-positioned, its valuation is highly sensitive to regulatory news, making it vulnerable to market swings and increased competition.
The steroids analogy effectively frames the desire to acknowledge medical utility while managing risks, but it doesn't erase existing risks like addiction or impaired driving. Balancing therapeutic potential with public health concerns is a delicate act for regulators and companies alike.
And looking long-term, sustainable growth will depend on concrete regulatory progress and operational resilience, not just speculative catalysts. U.S. policy shifts can positively impact international markets, but the ongoing challenge of increased competition and the complex interplay between federal and state laws remain critical factors for investors to consider.
Absolutely. We've covered the introduction, delved into the DEA's role, Tilray's position, the steroids analogy, the path forward, and the broader transformation from prohibition to regulation. We've also summarized the key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities. It's been a comprehensive look at a very dynamic sector.
It truly has. The cannabis sector is a prime example of how regulatory shifts can create significant market movements, driven by the potent force of hope and anticipation. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. We'll be back with more insights into the world of finance soon.